The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with SuperValue Travel Insurance. Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance online at supervalue.ie.
Ruth, how are you doing? Are you all right?
I'm so good. How are you?
Yeah, you sound bloody good, all right. Proof, if it were ever needed, that faraway hills aren't always green. I'm going to be a bit sort of downer with you for a second or two. Because a few years back, you, from Dublin, Ruth O'Neill, that is, landed yourself a job as a television reporter on E! News. Now, everybody knows that E! News is the entertainment channel in America. Isn't that the one with the Kardashians on it every 5 minutes?
Correct.
Okay. But anyway, you've just come back to Ireland. Now, you initially debuted on our screens here as a contestant on TV3's Total Exposure.
Oh, that was a competition.
Anyway, it was a competition to find the next expose presenter, and that was back in 2009. You thought maybe after breaking into the business when you arrived in LA in 2010, the broadcasting world was basically going to be your oyster. But didn't really work out that way, or did it? How was it? How was LA? Or how was the place that you called? What was this again? Crazy Town.
It was good. I mean, I moved there with two suitcases, a one-way ticket. I'd never been to Los Angeles. No idea what it looked like. No jobs, no friends, no contacts. So just, you know, hustled to try get my first job. Freelanced in production companies, MTV, VH1. Then started working for ABC News, and then finally got the job at E! News. So it was at E! News for the last 2.5 years.
Oh, it was E! News, not E! Entertainment.
E! Entertainment is the network and E! News is the show.
Okay. Oh, fair enough. Right. Okay. Yeah. Now, the States, it was a practical place to go. This is what you want. I mean, you had States kind of, how shall I put it, like in the blood before. Your dad was New York, wasn't he?
Yeah. My dad was a trader on Wall Street in the late 80s.
All right. Okay.
So they were there for about 3 years, and I happened to be born in New York. So yeah, I got the passport.
By the way, I can just say, like, you know, your dad, trader in Wall Street, Castleknock, college UCD. You did modelling up to the age of 21. Texas 51551. They're not going to be great texts when I say all that.
Why?
Because Irish texters are like that. No, they should be. They should be. But don't forget, when people text into radio, it's like people writing into newspapers. 90% is to give out about something.
Oh, okay.
So when the West Coast was the one that you wanted to go to, why wouldn't you have gone to the East? Like, I mean, is it just California? Just you said sunshine.
I didn't really have a plan. I just kind of picked it on the map and was like, yeah,
oh, really?
I'll give it a go.
And like, how did you move into it with anybody? Did you get your own place to stay?
Yeah. Found two roommates off Craigslist, a German and a French girl. So that was interesting.
And did you have a two-way ticket? Like, did you have a ticket to get back home?
No. I booked a one-way ticket. I mean, it was amazing. I had an absolute ball, and I learned so much from working for two major networks in America. Like, E! Is the best at what they do. I was trained by, like, the best in the business. But, you know, it's not... America's, it's a tough place too. You know, it's so competitive. You get barely any time off. LA is a bit strange. It's a bit like a Neverland. It's like no one grows up, no one gets married, no one's in relationships. Like, everyone's like to me, oh my God, you're crazy that you moved back here. And I'm like, you know what? Irish people don't know how good they have it. Like, the lifestyle here is great, you know, apart from the weather. It's such a great lifestyle. Like, you get so much time off. The people are so much nicer here.
So you have to go away to appreciate where you're from and where you really want
absolutely.
To be in some ways.
Like,
so, I presume MTV would be the ideal gig. You know, it'd be for an awful lot of media mad kids, if you like, in early 20s. This is what I want to do. Turns out not necessarily.
Where?
From your point of view. And like, I mean, okay, you get the gig on MTV. You got a job as a production assistant. You freelance for about a year, etc. Did you want to work in news as such? Entertainment news?
I studied commerce in UCD, so I didn't study journalism. So then it becomes like, okay, how do I get journalism skills? And the way you get it is by working in a big newsroom. You know, so getting the job in ABC News, so fast paced, you know, you learn so much. That's, you know, how you get the skills, I think. That, like, really broke me in and, like, kicked in a work ethic, definitely.
And the work ethic is that you have to be available, what, 24 hours a day? Because rolling news is 24/7, 365, as they call it.
Yeah. You'd get your schedule the week before. You could work nights from, like, 3 a.m. till 12 the next day. Then you could be put on a day. So it was, like, constant chronic jet lag, like, constantly sleep deprived. Everyone screaming at each other, like, my boss was so tough. So then, yeah, I decided actually, like, maybe I'll start doing entertainment. And, you know, E! Is the best at what they do. So I learned so much from them as well.
Okay. When you were there, you did pitch something back here. Were you harking for back here, or just, hey, I'm in a very good, strong position here and they might actually listen to me because of the background that I now have?
Yeah, I pitched to RTE to be an entertainment correspondent for, I ended up working on a show called Juice on RTE too, and I was an entertainment correspondent from LA for them. No, I love TV, I love media, like I want to learn as much as I can. So I thought, you know, I'm in a position where I'm right here in the city and why shouldn't I?
Okay, but like you meet a guy in a boat and you get the job from MTV, you get a job as a production assistant, without even going into that one. How does the E! News thing happen? Was it by making personal contacts again? Is that really what it's all
about? It's by making all the contacts. Like everything in LA is about networking, your relationships, your contacts, and you just kind of have to keep hustling all the time and kind of keep going for it. I was in ABC News. I wrote a list of my top 10 companies that I wanted to work for. E! Was number one. I got a contact. They were hiring, and I interviewed, then got called for a second interview, then finally got the job there. I think I got the job there because I'd worked in ABC News, because I had like a proper news background. Because they really do work like a proper newsroom.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, the highlight, was there a highlight of your time there?
Yeah, I mean, I got, when you work for E, like the access is amazing. You get one-on-ones with A-listers for like 30 minutes. Sometimes you're the only network that gets the interview with the celebrity.
Because it is E News.
Yeah, like Hollywood publicists pick up the phone to you because you work for E. You get to go to all the Hollywood parties, all the, like I covered so many different events, like Teen Vogue party, Fendi parties, all the Oscar parties, Coldplay album release party, Ed Sheeran album release party. And yeah, it's like someone literally kind of gives you the key of the city. You can get in anywhere, go to anything.
Okay, who was cool and who wasn't cool?
Kate Hudson was really cool. Zoe Saldana was really cool. I mean, some of the fashion people are a little bit precious, maybe. Yeah. Like some of the.
You know, I interviewed Kate Hudson about half a mile from here. She did made you? A movie here called About Adam.
It was, Yeah.
It was down in the house in Sandymount.
What did you think of her?
Fantastic. Yeah, great.
She's so much fun.
Did you meet her mum, Goldie?
No, but I met her kids there. Oh, yeah. But I was like, I really want to be friends with you. You know, when you interview someone and you kind of fall in love with them.
Well, anyway, who wasn't cool besides that? I mean, I forget about the fashion people. I wouldn't know them. Who wasn't cool in terms of music or movies? They were all lovely.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I thought
really
you'd say that. Okay, I what you weren't probably doing is kind of hard-hitting investigative pieces like you did at ABC News.
Yeah.
But putting it all together and having to do it all yourself was just as kind of stressful, I presume.
Yeah, like at E as well, like you're working 24/7 as well. It's so competitive. Everyone wants your job. So you're kind of almost always watching behind your back because everyone's after. And everyone as well wants to cover all the big events. So you want to be in there first. So yeah, like every day we'd have a big meeting. You had to have 5 new ideas to pitch every single day.
Yeah.
You know, I was up at like 5:45 every morning, worked full day. Then you could cover an event till like midnight or 1 a.m. Then, you know, 5 hours later, you're back in the newsroom.
Okay, you were living in West Hollywood, surrounded by the beautiful people. You met at parties, out and about, yeah, etc. Everything about the place, though, I get the impression from what you're saying is, was a little bit too artificial for you, and Ireland is, what, real?
Yeah, I mean, it became, especially when I started working at E! And the parties you're going to and the people that you're meeting, it becomes hard to separate your personal life from your professional life.
How was the personal life, by the way? Dating and all that, any good?
Dating in LA is like being stuck in a bad episode of Sex and the City. It's
I'd need 5 minutes with that. We don't have 5 minutes. Okay.
It's impossible. Yeah.
Really? All right. So you came home anyway. So you finally came home, Ruth, and you took that extra flight home. You didn't get a return ticket to LA, did you?
No, I didn't.
No, okay, fine.
Actually, wait. So, it was cheaper to buy a return ticket.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
it's bizarre, that sort of stuff.
It.
Yeah. So was it a difficult decision or an obvious one?
I was thinking about the last year. I was like, do I move home now when I'm 27 back to Dublin, or do I wait till I'm like 35, come back here? I would probably
35.
Be really...
That's ancient.
I know, right? And then all my friends would be married and have kids, and I'd be like the weird single friend from LA, which I probably still am now. But anyway.
Okay, so are you home to work then? Because, you know, like, what about your plans? There has been talk in one of the papers of a TV gig.
Yeah. I mean, At the moment, I'm just chilling out with my family and my friends and catching up with everyone because I never really got any time off.
Maybe you should be a politician. Okay, long-term plans, finally then. Like, you know, any ambitions to go back to modelling? Would you, you know, if needs must, would
Dave,
you?
Dave, modelling. No, that was made 100 years ago.
I know, but I mean, like, you know, you
I'm
pay the
way
rent.
Too old for that. Come on.
Really? What age are you? I'm allowed to
27.
Ask? 27. God, ancient. Yeah, cheapers. All right. Well, listen, Ruth, I wish you the very best of luck and hope
Thank
it all
you.
Works out, whatever this TV gig that you're not telling us about is. And what'll we do? Will we take a break? Yeah, we'll take a break. Okay, Ruth, stay with us. Thanks.